this political battle, there are a number of actors, and we are very fortunate today to have on the panel Fidel Narvaez, who's former Ecuadorian consul, who will tell us a little bit about his thoughts on the political aspects of the council. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I am delighted to see that many people supporting an urgent and crucial cause for this country. But I would say for anywhere, everywhere in the world. The imminent risk to mental and physical health of Julian Assange is reason enough for us to demand a change in prison conditions of someone who is, along with Chelsea Manning, our most important political prisoner today. How could anyone deny that Julian Assange should be afforded the status of political prisoner? He is not serving any sentence. The longest non-preliminary investigation against him for alleged sexual misconduct has been closed yet again, after years of being open and closed, reopened and reclosed, like a refrigerator door. The state of defenseless to Julian Assange is subject is in which he's denied the chance of adequately prepare his defense against the fiercest political persecution of a journalist so far this century is a powerful reason to demand due process for Julian Assange. Julian's case is also a precedent for the institution of political asylum, because he, along with Edward Snowden, was the most important political asylee in the world. His asylum provoked a geopolitical confrontation between nations, powerful nations that present themselves as democratic and respectful of the rule of law, and a small country that challenged them to respect the equality of all nations before the international human rights system. These powerful nations, in fact, have proven to only abide by international law when it does not affect their interest. When we talk about political asylum, we must start with the Universal Declaration of Human Rights and the Geneva Convention for Refugees, both of which concern practically every nation on the planet. The UN Declaration Article 14 states, everyone has the right to seek and enjoy in other countries asylum from political persecution. Ecuador had every sovereign right to determine if Julian Assange was politically persecuted in 2012. In order to protect him from injustice, from the obvious persecution of a grand jury, that inconceivable figure of the American system, which can open a pseudo-secret investigation against you and indict you on secret charges that will only be revealed once you are arrested. That is what happened to Julian Assange in April. This April. This grand jury that wants to condemn a journalist to 175 years in prison for publishing truthful information about war crimes. This grand jury that once condemned Chelsea Manning, that other hero who was already tortured in American prisons, and is in prison again because she bravely refuses to collaborate with a mechanism of persecution that she considers a violation of human rights and contrary to democracy. This same grand jury that mainstream media has for years said does not exist. Mention of it in relation to Julian's case was presented by the press as paranoia and, or an excuse to hide from Swedish justice. The harsh light of today has shown that President Rafael Correa's Ecuador was right to grant asylum to Julian Assange and that Julian was right to request Ecuador's protection. Let us not forget that the United Nations, through the Working Group on Arbitrary Detentions in 2015, determined that Julian's situation was equivalent to arbitrary detention, and that the United Kingdom and Sweden not only had to free Julian, but should go so far as to compensate him for the moral damage caused to him. A UN resolution that those two democratic and respectful of the law nations refused to comply with. There are two different periods in the 7 years that Julian spent at the Ecuadorian embassy. The first 5 years with the government of Rafael Correa and the remaining two with the new government of traitor Lenin Moreno. In the first period, Julian was protected according to what the Institution for Asylum demands, despite the enormous political and geopolitical pressures on Ecuador. In the second period, with the new president, Lenin Moreno, the government degraded the Institution of Asylum to the extent of committing the crime of delivering a political refugee to those who persecuted him. Asylum is based in one sacred and fundamental principle contemplated in all conventions on asylum and refugee, the principle of no devolution, known as the principle of no refoulement. This principle prohibits the handing over of a refugee or political asylee to the country that threatens him. If the threat to his life and his freedom persists, in other words, asylum can only be terminated when risk of asylum is no longer present. The new president of Ecuador, Lenin Moreno, handed over Julian Assange when the threats on him were more evident than ever, but only after harassing, slandering, and isolating him. This, according to the United Nations Rapporteur Against Torture, present here, Nils Melzer, amount to psychological torture. It was Nils who so descriptively replied to former British Foreign Minister Jeremy Hunt when Hunt said that Julian Assange was free to leave the embassy of Ecuador whenever he wanted to. Nils publicly told him, "With all due respect, sir, Mr. Assange was about as free to live as someone sitting on a rubber boat in a shark pool." Well, Lenin Moreno, before throwing Julian Assange into the shark pool, against the provisions of the Inter-American Court of Human Rights and his own constitution, before doing that, he contacted the sharks to alert them and coordinate with them the shark feast. One of those sharks, of course, being Jeremy Hunt himself. Ecuador under Lenin Moreno illegally handed over all of Julian's belongings to the United States and allowed its diplomats to be questioned by US prosecutors. An interrogation that to which I refuse to submit, considering illegal and humiliating. No surprisingly, the sharks are delighted with the neo-colonial obedience of the new government of Ecuador. But what about the conservative government in the United Kingdom, who has already said that it will not oppose an eventual decision by the courts to extradite Julian to the United States? I think the UK and the US have a special relationship. And a special relationship that has taken both of those countries together, hand by hand, into illegal wars, even without the approval of the United Nations. I wonder how this special relationship is going to work when it comes to the man who has most humiliated the United States. Hopefully by then, a new government will be in place in this country. Julian Assange enemies, the sharks referred to by Nils Melzer, are too powerful. They managed to buy the private security company to spy on him, on his visits, including with his lawyers, his doctors, and on all of us inside the embassy. Afterwards, they managed to buy a whole traitorous government in order to arrest Julian. Will the British judges defend the justice of this country from those sharks? I think it's our task to make those judges feel that there is a civil society that does not give up on their watch. There are many reasons to defend Julian, even if you have never met him. Freedom of expression, rule of law, due process, democracy, sovereignty, the right to asylum, and human rights in general. On top of all those, I have one more. It is very personal reason. I know Julian very well. He's my friend. And I have no doubt that he deserves to be protected. Thank you.